a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway. Here, the Midnight Rider. Got to thank Manny. He made it work again. It's just like when the show starts, it doesn't want to work. but it's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight, and I'm glad you're here. Our number is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. And the subject of Blackwater came up in the conversation with Gary Guys. And this seems to be a group of people that are incredibly run amok. There's Eric Prince, the head of this company, says he's not going to allow his men to be arrested and tried in Iraq for the murders of a number of Iraqis in that ambush that took place earlier. They're in the process of starting their own Air Force. And there's an AP article out now that says that basically Blackwater – tried to steal two Iraqi military aircraft 2 years ago. And the location of these aircraft is unknown. So for all we know, not only is Blackwater buying what amounts to basically P-51s from Brazil, but they may be running around with MiG-29s. I mean, this is a company that is absolutely out of control. Michael, your thoughts about Blackwater?
Ah, well, you're talking about Prince, the Prince of Darkness. I mean, you have a company that's trying to build their own Air Force. They're building their own Humvees and different weapons. And, of course, they are a steam valve so that our loving government does not take the blame for any deaths. And I heard on Bill Maher the other night where they're talking about, oh, we need Blackwater. We need them. We can't work in Iraq without them. I thought the surge was working. You know, what happened? I mean, like, before you were talking about tasers, and, you know, the coroners have created a national database to track taser gun-related deaths. And there's been 78 deaths since 2000 when the Taser National introduced a new line of stun guns. And, of course, you know, you have Blackwater in Katrina, and we'll soon be on American soil again, you know, taking our guns away.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. Doug, your thoughts about our loving military contractors at Blackwater.
Oh, I mean, I can't say enough bad things about them. Like Mike was saying, they can pretty much roam with impunity. They're not subject to the Military Commissions Act, any Geneva Conventions, because they are not actually a technical army. And so, you know, it's just like a... You know, like in that book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, where, you know, he basically goes through, hey, you know, after Mossadegh, we learned that we need to outsource this kind of stuff. That way it buffers the United States government from any liability for these contractors' actions. And, you know, it's just the further outsourcing of just about everything the government does.
Yeah, back in just a minute, Jeff in Canada and Josh in Texas. We'll get to your call when we come back here on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Lee, wanted to let you weigh in on Blackwater, and I got a question for you. Can I have my own Air Force? I want one. I really do. I'd like to have some, at minimum, F-15s.
Oh, hey, I mean, I wouldn't mind that either. You know, it'd be fun to fly around. You know, maybe take a helicopter to work instead of driving there, avoid traffic. I mean,
during the holiday season, how about an A-10? You create your own parking space.
Oh, absolutely. I remember, like, one time, like, it was in the 1990s, but some guy took over a tank and was running down the Los Angeles highways. It was just crazy. But I mean, no, seriously, I mean, it's just crazy that this private company is trying to build its own private army with these aircraft. And I saw the 60 Minutes thing where they actually went into Blackwater's facility, and they're building these different armored vehicles and all this stuff. But unfortunately, what you see here is that this is the future of warfare. You're going to see these private armies run around, and they're just going to go to the highest bidder. And pretty much that's what's going to be the enforcement wing of the New World Order. You're going to see just like with all these different multinational corporations and government, how they're merging, you're going to see the same thing with militaries. You're going to see military institutions like U.S. NORTHCOM merge with private institutions like Blackwater and civil affairs institutions, just like in that Vision 2020 document. So, unfortunately, I think what you see with Blackwater is the future of warfare.
Well, and then you've got this group of essentially paid thugs, even draw down on our own troops in Iraq after a traffic accident.
Yeah, I saw that, Mike. That was awful, and it just shows you what's going on because our military, they have to abide by the Uniform Code of Military Justice, very, very stringent. Doug could probably talk about that on end, just like I could, and it's very stringent. There's rules in place of things you can do and things you can't do, and you see a lot of our troops getting sold down the river, getting 10 years in the brig for doing all sorts of stuff, but these guys, they can kill a bunch of people for no reason, just kill them in cold blood, and they get nothing. So the whole thing is corrupt, and it's a big sham.
Yeah, indeed it is. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
I'm just interested in putting some input onto the Canadian spin of Blackwater. You know that the Canadian forces are using Canadian soldiers, and Blackwater is engaging the Canadian Armed Forces in certain elements of our training over here or up here in Canada. And it's quite disturbing to some Canadians, and others support it and think it's necessary for our Canadian forces to draw upon and have our taxpayers pay money for training from Blackwater. But like your guests are saying, I mean, what you're talking about here is really a deep integration of the Mexican and Canadian and American armed forces into that sort of continental continuity of government or of defense, if you will. And Blackwater, unfortunately, is going to play a role in this somewhere, somehow, in the future threats around the world or even in the United States. I mean, it was used in Katrina, obviously. And with detrimental results. So, I wanted to remind you, too, that, you know, the Air Force is talking, if you go further into the Vision 2020, they're talking about moving away from manned aerial vehicles, of jet fighter pilot aircraft, to drone vehicles. So Rob Bishop's story about UFOs was not a stretch. They are indeed using UAV or unmanned aerial vehicles now, more in the UK. You can expect to see more in the skies. And there's even more talk about satellite spying going on, using national defense, DOD satellites to spy domestically, and police departments using those satellites to spy on you. So they'll be able to look right into your little bedroom there, Josh and Lee and me and everybody else, and see what you're doing. And you can wave up to them because they'll have thermal imagery and all that good stuff, and there'll be blimps in every city. So, you know, that's what's around the corner for you, but doesn't mean you have to go into the rabbit hole and disappear. But anyway, I'll leave it at that. We're all under this Blackwater mess. This is North American Union. It's not a pipe dream, as I said before, and it's happening. Whether you like it or not, there's nothing we can stop this juggernaut from rolling forward. And what they say publicly on the internet about their plans, gentlemen, I need only to remind you that what is nothing compared to what they're doing behind closed doors. So
yeah, indeed. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Take
I appreciate
care.
It. I mean, this, you know, and it seems that you know, if they're training Canadian troops in Canada, that the common thread between this integration guys is a company like Blackwater and others like them that are starting to crop up.
Oh yeah, I mean we hear a lot about Blackwater, but I mean there are so many subcontractors just to Blackwater, DynCorp, and it's especially concerning to me because a lot of these contractors are foreign mercenaries that really have no allegiance. So you know, like during Katrina, like you're saying, I mean Blackwater was here, operating illegally in the United States with just impunity. I mean, there's really no laws or regulations that are over them. And, you know, it just, like Lee was saying, I mean, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Geneva Conventions, all these things are non-applicable to them. I mean, you just saw Eric Prince, the owner and founder of Blackwater. Hey, you know, we're not going to allow the Iraqis to arrest our contractors, even though, you know, hey, they even came out and said, yeah, on occasion, we do shoot first with, no necessary reason. If we just maybe suspect that there's a car bomb, whatnot, we just, you know, mow down civilians. I mean, just and it comes out, and it's so nonchalant that, you know, he comes out in front of the, you know, Congress and testifies, and people are just like, oh, okay, no big deal. And it's just a really scary perspective, or, you know, a prospect. And, you know, it's not just Blackwater. There's so many of these other, you know, corporations like SAIC, L3 Communications that are really outsourcing the NSA and our intelligence gathering networks.
Well, let me pose this question to you guys, because the militia movement in this country was basically no different than a Blackwater. It's an organization of people that get together and have weapons, and they train. I mean, is the only difference between the militia and Blackwater a set of incorporation papers? I mean, because if that's the case, then let's form 50 of them right now.
Well, I mean,
Mike, I think the thing that's going on here is that this Blackwater Corporation has the support of this corrupt and insane government. And I think that's the real difference between various militia groups and this corporation that is getting all this funding from the government. And, you know, I tell you what, this Eric Prince character, his former Navy SEAL, I guarantee you he was recruited specifically to start this whole thing up back in the
right.
90s or whatever it was. I mean, this guy's a former Navy SEAL. You know, there's no question that this guy was handpicked by the central bankers or whoever, just the people with all the money in the military-industrial complex to start up this thing, to move the military, at least start the process of moving the military from something that's run by government into the private hands of the military-industrial complex. So, you know, the whole thing is just insane.
But I know my argument there is extreme, but why can't I start my own little private army? I mean, I'll file, you know, papers of incorporation, all that. You know, we'll get together. I'll train. We can have our automatic weapons. We can have our Air Force. Hey, I might even like a Navy too. I mean, what's the difference between me and them? And Lee hits it. They're sponsored by these criminals in the end. But, you know, if I want to look at this from a legal standpoint, only Blackwater and a couple of other companies being able to do that, that's essentially a monopoly and restraint of trade. So why can't I?
The whole essential thing about it is that, you know, you have these generals and people in the military, you know, who retire and go work for a Blackwater. And then with their contacts, they make that happen.
Right.
You know, Joe Schmo or you or I, you know, probably couldn't do that because we don't have, you know, the connections to do that. And it is a monopoly. I mean, Jeff was talking about automated, you know, UAVs. I mean, just I think it was just yesterday, you know, it said a robot cannon, automatic AI weapon, a robot cannon went wild during military exercise and killed 9 soldiers. So, you know, I mean, you have this sort of, you know, like I said before, paramilitary system where you got DARPA using bootstrap learning to create UAVs, you know, using an automated intelligence to bomb, you know, where they want to bomb without physical soldiers. And I think that's the next step.
It's incredible. And I'm, you know, but it just the whole idea of a private army. I mean, again, we go back these parallels back to previous societies. This is a parallel with which essentially you got Blackwater and these contractors who are essentially nothing but a Praetorian guard. And we have these parallels back to Nazi Germany. They had the brown shirts, the SS, the Romans had the Praetorian Guard. I mean, every, you know, the signs in this government are becoming more and more clear that we're heading towards totalitarianism and a total lockdown police state. And for the people that think that we're nuts in all of this, folks, I'm telling you, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, because this is coming. It's right around the corner. The signs are there. And they say that those that don't learn from history are destined to repeat it. Folks, I'm going to tell you this as we head to break here. That's not meant for our leaders. That's meant for us. That's why we have to pay attention to history and learn from it and make sure that it never happens again. Josh in Texas will get to your call after the break. Love to talk to you at 800-313-9443. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. right here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catherine in the RBN chat room has agreed to be an admiral in my Navy. She says she looks good in blue, and it's her favorite color. So we've got the uniform color figured out for the Navy and that. Josh in Texas, would you like to join my military contractor company? I haven't come up with a name for it yet. How about Whitewater? That sounds pretty good. Would you be a part of Whitewater? Are you a pilot?
No, I'm not a pilot, but...
did you stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
No, I did not, but okay. I will sign up for that. Just wanted to say great show. Really enjoyed the show tonight, guys.
Thanks.
I had a quick two-part question about the Edna Lane Brown situation, and I'll hang up and listen to your answers off air. I just want to get you guys' take on what's the possibility of the entire situation being used as a psychological operation against patriots and you know, the militia types, as a pretext for gun grabbing, and also the possibility, and do you think there's a possibility of us seeing more stuff come out like we did this week with the Sean Cranish situation to further, you know, get that anger ramped up? And I'll listen off air. Thanks, guys.
Josh, both good questions. Michael, let's start with you on that.
I really from the jump really thought it was a sort of a psyop because, you know, you have a situation where – they want, the government wants us to feel that we can't trust anyone and that we always have to constantly look over our shoulders, you know, to make sure that we're safe. And I do think it is, it's a subtle psyop. But the real question is that, you know, not the whole Sean issue or not, but I mean, what does it really take in this country? I mean, you know, Ed Brown took his stand and everything, but what will it take for everyone to wake up instead of looking around their shoulders, but to realize that the only person, the only thing you need to be concerned with is your government?
Yeah. Doug, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, you know, so many people are having, are winning battles against the IRS. We had that recent case where this employer had, over like a 5-year span had spent more than or paid his employees well over $1 million in gold coin, and they brought up over 100 charges against his corporation, and he was able to argue in court, and not one of those charges stick. So I mean, I see these articles all the time about how people are beating the IRS. And I think Ed Brown was a great case where they could, you know, kind of have this psychological psyop and try to quell people and say, hey, you know, you can't beat the IRS. You know, you have to pay this income tax no matter if it's just or unjust. And, you know, it's further scare tactics, because I think that they are worried because there are a lot of cases getting overturned.
Yeah, Lee, how about you?
Well, yeah, I kind of mentioned, I wrote a little blurb on my website about the whole situation with the phone call and everything, and I brought the possibility that it might be a psychological warfare operation. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there within the government who are trying to co-opt this movement. I mean, various factions of the movement, like the 9/11 Truth Movement, of course, the tax protester movement and whatnot. And, you know, the whole thing was just really strange with the circumstances. I know you interviewed Mr. Cranish, and you know, it was just strange when you were interviewing him about the whole deal, how, like, just in the interview, he just disappeared for an hour before you will get back in touch with him. So, you know, there's all sorts of weird stuff going on. Of course, the conversation ended after 10 minutes all of a sudden. So the possibility of a psychological warfare operation, you know, very possible.
Yeah, undoubtedly. But it does raise the question of who do you trust? I mean, that's a key question, and maybe that's why, whether or not, you know, regardless of Sean's status, maybe that's why the call was allowed to happen. You never know. But, you know, it does come down to a question. Who do you trust? How well do you know them? And are you willing to stake your life on them? Again, you know, this is a war. It is an information war at this point. But gentlemen, the stakes are no less high than as if in actual combat.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, this is a war for freedom and our liberties, and every day, you know, we're getting hit on so many different fronts. And you know, I mean, especially with the income tax legality issue. I mean, just think of the ramifications if the federal government actually had to admit, okay, this isn't just, the 16th Amendment wasn't properly ratified. I mean, just think of, I mean, just not all the H&R blocks that would go out of business and all the, you know, money the federal government would have to return to all these people and free from prison. I think that's something that really scares them. And so, you know, rather than, you know, answering Ed Brown's questions or any of these other huge tax movement groups that have, you know, repeatedly tried to get the government to answer the questions and show them the law, they just, you know, they want to show, hey, don't question us, or, you know, guys in black ski masks are going to visit you and take your property and throw you in jail for, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, if they deem so.
Yeah. Time for a quick break here. Cynical in Wisconsin and Andy in Canada, you're lined up. We'll talk to you on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Final half hour for the week of the Midnight Rider. This week has gone by quickly. Wow. They just get quicker and quicker and quicker all the time. Yeah, that whole thing is very interesting, especially, you know, he was on with me for about 5 or 6 minutes, Mr. Cranish, disappeared for about an hour and said that he had been drinking beers. And there was no slurring or anything like that. It was a lot to think about, all of that. You know, is that a psyop? Is it real? And I'm not trying to pass judgment on him, but those are questions that I think that we have to ask. Was he an unknowing, accomplice in that? You know, he's trying to make the calls to find out about Ed Brown. They say, hey, sure, let him make the call. We have an idea of what Ed's going to say, and let's see what happens. Michael, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, you know, like I say, I don't even really want to pass judgment on the guy either, but...
No, I don't.
But what the government really needs to worry about is that, you know, before there was, you know, like a secessionist movement between like a few families in Vermont, and now that is exploding throughout 13 states, and then you have, you know, a few people who want to, you know, fight the IRS, which that is now, you know, exponentially increased, and all over there are so many different fronts where people are putting their, you know, blood and treasure on the line against their government, and the government has to make examples out of some people so that you know the consequences when it comes down to, you know, disobeying your government. And I think that, you know, whether he's a Whitley accomplice or you know, trying to run a PSYOP or whatever, but, you know, regardless of what it is, we know that, you know, the government is very concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other issue, too, is the call drops out after 10 minutes, but that wasn't the end of the call. Evidently, he talked to Ed for quite a while longer, and he says that, you know, his recorder broke, and he was afraid that he would lose the call if he tried to reset his recorder. I don't know, but, you know, that's just one of those other things. You know, all these... And Michael Herzog said this, for every question that you answer, three more pop up. And it's like, it's funny, guys, with so many of these issues that we talk about and cover, that seems to be the case. I mean, that seems to be it in every one. You know, whether, like in the case of 9/11, you answer one question. I mean, just the Pentagon, briefly. You talk about anything at the Pentagon, and for every question that somebody answers about the Pentagon, literally 3, 4, 5, 10 questions pop up. And it seems like in the research and the investigations that we do, that seems to be the norm, does it not, Lee?
Oh, without question. I mean, geez. You know, I tell you what. I mean, when I first started researching this stuff, I'd say I really started getting into it maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, just researching off and on. And then I started really getting into like different things like 9/11. Then I see the North American Union. And then it just goes into all sorts of crazy stuff. I mean, you can really, really go down the rabbit hole with a lot of this stuff. Because you come across one thing, and you're like, well, what's this? And that leads to, like you were saying, 3 or 4 more other things.
Right.
And, you know, it's just crazy because it's really hard to believe that there's so much crazy stuff going on with our government and the types of things that these central bankers and all these people are trying to do. But, I mean, literally, if you just start researching on your own, it's amazing what you could find just by going on the internet and going on these websites. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, and certainly it is. Cynical in Wisconsin, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Mike, I will be more than happy to lead your legion of clones in a battle. Gentlemen, thanks for letting me come to your table. It's a pleasure. First, with Ed and Lane, it wouldn't be the first time in history that a piece of paper was set in front of somebody and they were told to read it or something would happen to their family. So that's all I'm going to say on that. But with the Blackwater and KBR boys, let's not forget that these aren't just people with good intentions doing bad things. These are the same guys downrange in Iraq and Afghanistan that bring their weapons in the chow hole and they're not supposed to when a brigade commander can't bring his sidearm in. These are the same guys that were selling alcohol and marijuana to our soldiers, mostly the privates that don't know any better. And these are the same guys that go into the MWR tent to use the phone and say they don't have to give their name because they're more important than we are. So they're not even on the right track going to a bad place. They're just all wrong.
Yeah, most certainly. Guys, Doug, your thought.
Well, I mean, if you look at Blackwater, they were actually disarming American troops. And so, I mean, there's definitely a, you know, from all the Iraq war vets that I've talked to that have worked or alongside or with Blackwater, there is a definite understanding that these guys are in control and that, you know, you take orders from them or from other private entity corporations. I mean, you talk about KBR, Halliburton, and Blackwater, I guess, which is as of late getting the most media exposure. But these guys, I mean, these are cowboy outfits, and there is no law that really regulates them. I mean, now that they're getting so much heat, you know, they're trying to at least make them adhere to, you know, the Iraqi laws. But, I mean, you just see, you know, Eric Prince, hey, you know, we shoot people without any kind of a just cause. At our discretion, we have a license to kill, and, you know, we're doing this, and it needs to be done. And so, you know, Congress gives them support. And, I mean, it's just like so many other aspects of war, from, you know, yeah, all these private military-industrial complex contractors. I mean, SAIC, I mean, you talk about the Iraq War. These are the guys that are writing up the plans. These are, you know, former Joint Chiefs of Staff. They're really orchestrating this behind the scenes and laying out the map for this Iraqi war. And so, I mean, so much of it has been outsourced, and I think that's the only reason that we haven't seen a draft, is because, you know, we just keep, you know, writing these guys checks to continue. I mean, we don't have enough ground forces on, you know, U.S. troops or NATO troops on the ground to control anything there. So, you know, I think that's why you see such a justification for these guys coming out of, you know, all these, you know, the Congress and the Senate, because ultimately we couldn't do it without them. And I agree with that. It's just we shouldn't be doing it. And then there's good reason, because, you know, the American people can't afford it. The U.S. government can't afford it, and we have to buy or borrow money from China, Japan, and all other foreign interests to actually fund this thing. So, yeah, you know, it's just a lot more of the same, and it's a lot more of this outsourcing. It's just, you know, I'm glad at least it's coming somewhat to the mainstream media, and they're being forced to cover this.
Yeah, General Senecal, anything else?
That's all. Just thanks a lot for letting me join the table, gentlemen. Have a great
weekend.
You're
welcome, and we muster at 0800.
Roger that. Out.
That's all right, bye-bye now. So I'm saying, I've got the Navy covered, and I've got my Army division covered now. Next, I've just got to find a good pilot who can handle my Air Force division. I mean, dude, guys, I may have a whole company before the end of the show. Doug, you've got naval experience, right?
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna need captains and admirals. So get ready, and we're gonna need an information awareness area. Michael Vail, I know you're into IT. There we go. Lee is into IT. He's former Army. We're set. Guys, we're set. We've got information warfare, we've got naval warfare, and we've got ground warfare all covered right here. And who'd have thought it would come together all on the Midnight Rider? Man, I had no way of knowing. Bill in Idaho, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
I mean, dude, guys.
Yes, good evening. Thanks for the great forum.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. Considering the current discussion, I would only mention backup is the evil stepsister. I think I mentioned it before in regard to Blackwater. Miss Hansen over at North Idaho is supporting a regional police training academy for NIC. Of course, they didn't announce it in the Sentinel, the student paper, and so I assume that it's more COINTELPRO containment. But maybe a strand for further research and breaking news. It came over NPR, the 16th, yeah. Charles Reichers, R-I-E-C-H-E-R-S, gentleman, a top Air Force official, was found dead Sunday of an apparent suicide. You're dealing with these Nazis, literally the stormtroopers at a local level. The backup and the Blackwater are the SS, the highly elite, the highly favored, just reborn again in the history Mike was mentioning. But they have a tendency all by history to eat their own. And as in Mr. Riker's case, he was a lieutenant commander, apparently highly decorated, extremely experienced. He had recently come under scrutiny over a well-paying temporary job with a prominent defense contractor. Boy, when you do your research and you blow the story into the mind blower that it is, go to Dave Emery and see who this prominent contractor is and who their old allies are. If that doesn't wake up the younger population, I don't think anything will. He was awaiting confirmation, and that led
right. Exactly. Yeah. This is that guy. Evidently, the company that he had been employed by guys turned out to be, was supposed to be basically a charity, and I think they were even a 501c3 that he was collecting what $11,000-$12,000 a month from.
$16,000.
Okay.
Yeah. But I have a clip of this. It kind of expands it out.
I've got other calls holding, Bill, or I'd let you play it. And so we're running out of time, but I appreciate the call. Thanks. Guys, I mean, this is another one of those odd stories revolving around military contracting, procurement, and Blackwater. Lee, your thoughts on this?
Well, I tell you what. I mean, when you start looking at the special forces, like in the military, you look at the Rangers, you look at Delta Force, and you look at these different organizations like that. I mean, a lot of these people who are in special forces, they have gone over to Blackwater. And one of the things about these special forces units that people have to keep in mind is that these organizations, these military units, these so-called elite units, Delta Force, Rangers, you name it, special forces, they basically operate like a organized crime syndicate. And I know that just from people I've talked to. I know that from being in the military. And, I mean, that's pretty much the way it operates. So, I mean, you see something like the Pat Tillman situation where he was shot dead by who knows who. I mean, I doubt those right. people are still alive that actually carried out his execution. I mean, there's no doubt that he was executed. And you see that type of thing happen quite a bit in regards to these military units, because if you're overseas doing all this crazy stuff, they can just make up any story about how you died and whatnot. And it's just a fog of war. So you're seeing all this crazy stuff going on with Blackwater and Special Forces and whatnot, and it's basically just a carryover from the type of stuff that you see in actual regular Special Forces in the military.
Yeah. Yeah, Doug and Michael, quickly, your thoughts on that. We've got two more calls holding here.
All right. Just look at what Britain's doing in Afghanistan. I mean, they're using private military contractors. It's not Blackwater. I can't think of the name of the corporation right offhand, but to actually train their soldiers. So much of this stuff is being outsourced, especially special ops, Delta Force types that are retiring from the military or getting out of the military and going to work for these corporations. And ultimately, I mean, steering and gearing the efforts of the military. I mean, the military is literally answering to these private corporations. And, you know, it's a scary idea, because the military, you know, under the Constitution, under, you know, like we said, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, they have allegiances and loyalties to governments, whereas these guys don't. So, I mean, it's just especially in Afghanistan, all this black tar opium, it's just, yeah. I mean, raising, the production is just raising, 500% every year, it seems.
Yeah.
This is the privatization of war, and, you know, these guys will be the ones that are quelling us and rounding us into the FEMA camps, because the American soldiers probably have some conscience, at least a good majority of them, and, you know, it's just tragic.
Yeah, it is indeed. Michael, quickly, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, for those who don't know, Blackwater, the name means human waste. So these guys who are in Blackwater are the dregs of society. They do what troops don't do. So,
right.
I mean, like I said again, the next emergency, they'll be patrolling American soil on the streets.
Yeah, they're the cleanup guys. Elizabeth in Arizona, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Boy,
how are you?
Stuff about Blackwater is scary, but I just wanted to call because of your two or three previous callers, and it's about Sean Cranish, and I need to set the record straight. Michael, I was one that Skyped Sean when the Browns had been arrested. I was one that was privy to information back and forth after the arrest. where Sean became suspicious of who it was, and we tried and tried and tried to find out. Sean was not there the night of the arrest.
I understand that. We know that.
And he
That's
was,
not in question.
No, but he was absolutely devastated. He was taken in by this guy, as was Ed and Elaine and a whole group of other people. So he was really devastated. And that night that he came on your show, just like what happened to me tonight, you know, I called and then I got a busy signal and I was disconnected. And that happened to him and he tried back a couple of times and it was busy. I will tell you this, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that kid is the straight, I would trust him with my life.
Well, hold on. We're not trying to pass judgment on him, but you have to understand that when there are a number of questions regarding how all this came together and how it happened, and what we're trying to do is to put it all in perspective. I have no doubt this guy was devastated. I mean, you hear it in his voice.
Oh, my God.
And I understand that.
I can tell you what happened with this guy.
Well, hold on. We've got a break here. We've got to pay some bills. We've got to stop. Hold on just a minute. Back in just a moment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go back to the phone to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, we got 2 minutes, okay? Because I've got another call on the other side that we've got to take. So 2 minutes that we'll give her. I wish you'd called way earlier in the program, but go ahead. 2 minutes.
Well, the thing is, you know, I I know that he is being absolutely honest about this. However, and what I would like to see, we're getting distracted about the Sean thing. What I would like to see is the focus put back on U.S. Marshal Monier. I don't know if you remembered his press conference when he was acting like a diva. And then when Ed came up missing, when we couldn't find him for days, he referred to our fears of Ed possibly being dieseled as those fears were ludicrous. Well, now there's been another, they tried to have an interview with him again after Ed's tape or his audio where he says he was tasered, he was gassed several days for several hours and then 15 hours in a cold cell, right? And Monier comes out and says, no comment. Well, I think our emphasis needs to be on that because Ed is a man who is 65 years of age. This is a non-crime. And if we're going, this is really fascist behavior.
Oh, undoubtedly. And
I really want to see this man held up because he said that we were ludicrous and all along they were gassing Ed. They had tasered him. And then when they brought him out to where he is now, you know, he was in there for 15 hours in this.
Right. We've all heard the tape. I mean, I want to try to get some resolution to this as opposed to going back over what we've already talked about because we're running out of time. So,
well, the thing, no,
let's get from A. Let's go all the way to Z as opposed to the mid story because we've already gone over this. Let's get to Z.
Well, the point is that I would like to make is that we have to hold Monier accountable now. He's the one that we have to hold accountable because Ed was in the U.S. Marshal's custody, so therefore they have to be held accountable for the gassing and the tasering and so on and so forth.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Guys, Gene has dropped off, and I apologize to Gene for not getting to his call. Lee, real quickly, we got about a minute here. Take 30 seconds and your thoughts on this as we close.
There's so many questions. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I could speculate, you know, just trying to figure out exactly what's going on with this whole situation. And the bottom line is Ed Brown's in jail. And, you know, regardless of if he's been compromised, the Sean Cranish guy or whatever, you know, I can only speculate on that. But, you know, I think there's other issues out there that we could be focusing on that are more important to this fight anyway. So I'm not going to try to spend too much time trying to analyze this whole thing and determine what's really going on. But it is very suspicious, and I don't even know if we'll ever know the real answer of what's going on.
Yeah, Doug, quickly, 30 seconds.
You know, I try not to pass judgment on anybody, and there's so many people out there that just want to say everybody's a Fed and, you know, and put this kind of doubt in our minds that, you know, we can't trust anybody and, you know, everybody's a disinfo or COINTELPRO. You know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
You know, I guess, you know, hopefully we'll hear more from Ed and, you know, we can kind of discern from that. But, you know, it's just one of those deals where, you know, it's really hard to say exactly what happened or how it went down. I'd like to hear a lot more about this this Dutch guy. But, you know, I'm going to reserve my judgment until, you know,
Let me get a comment from Michael real quick because we're about out of time. Michael, real fast, 15 seconds.
Yeah, instead of me commenting about Sean, I just say that we need to give our support to Ed and Lane Brown get them out of jail and get them a fair trial.
Yeah, and hopefully that will be something that comes to fruition. I know Tommy Cryer and I think Larry Beecraft are going to be working on that. Maybe they'll talk about that in the morning in their shows. We're out of time, guys. Thanks for being on. I appreciate it. Folks, that's it for tonight. We'll find somebody you love, tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great weekend.